KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear, 7 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high around 21. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office says five people have been arrested recently on drug charges. On February 2nd, deputies arrested 32-year-old Mickey Gene Wepner of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and ongoing criminal conduct and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with prohibited acts. Wepner was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $52,000 bond. Last Friday, as the result of a traffic stop, deputies in Cass County arrested 29-year-old Melanie Lynn White of Council Bluffs on charges that include possession of controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. 29-year-old Samuel Laverne Huffman of Anita was arrested on charges of possession of controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. Both of those subjects were taken to the Cass County Jail. White was released the following day on her own recognizance. Huffman was released on $2,000 bond. Also arrested last Friday was 54-year-old Henry Herman Miller, Jr. of Atlantic on a felony charge of sponsoring a gathering and misdemeanor charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Miller was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $5,000 bond. On Sunday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 20-year-old Angel Nicole Knowles of Elkhorn for possession of drug paraphernalia and on an Audubon County warrant. Knowles was also cited for minor in possession of alcohol. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released. In other news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office Saturday arrested 38-year-old Eric Allen Smith of Council Bluffs on a felony OWI third offense charge. Smith was charged also by the Atlantic Police with two counts of assault. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $3,000 bond. Last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested Selena Marie Hansen on two Cass County District Court warrants for failure to appear. Hansen was also charged with interference with official acts, driving under suspension, and various traffic citations stemming from an attempted traffic stop on January 13th. She was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $7,400 bond. Also arrested Friday was 29-year-old Nicole Amaris Bittner of Avoca on a district court warrant for probation violation. Bittner was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on $2,000 bond. And on Thursday, 31-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a Cass County warrant for violation of a protective order. Martison was booked in and then released on his own recognizance. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Nebraska man was arrested late Monday evening on a drug charge following a traffic stop. 38-year-old Timothy A. Barnes of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested at around 6:40 p.m. after deputies conducted a traffic stop on a Ford truck. A canine sweep of the vehicle resulted in a positive alert for the presence of narcotics, and a small amount of methamphetamine was found during the search. Barnes was arrested on a possession of meth charge and brought to the Adams County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Police in Red Oak said late Monday evening a pickup truck that was stolen early Monday morning from the United Farmers Mercantile Cooperative in Red Oak was recovered at around 5:40 p.m. Monday near Grant. The 2002 Dodge Dakota was found 1/4 mile east of Highway 71 on 140th Street. The pickup was reported missing at around 8 a.m. Monday. During the police investigation, it was determined a person or persons unknown entered the UFMC property at 203 West Oak Street in Red Oak. Several vehicles owned by the cooperative were rummaged through, but it's believed nothing was taken. The suspect or suspects are then alleged to have started a 1991 Kenworth T800 semi-tender truck and drove it through a chain-link fence that was surrounding large bulk propane tanks. From inside the chained-in area, they stole the white 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup. The thief or thieves left in an unknown direction of travel, but again, that pickup was recovered Monday evening. An investigation into the crime is ongoing. If you have any information that might help to solve the case, call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500. In the funeral announcements, Melissa Mitzi LaFoy, age 61 of Hamlin, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Mitzi LaFoy will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Myrtle Otto, age 93, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Myrtle Otto that were to have been held Monday were postponed to today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Betty Jean Campbell, age 88, of Harlan, died February 3rd. Funeral services for Betty Jean Campbell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dick Wichman, age 72, of Messina, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Dick Wichman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Howard F. Hansen, age 95, of Audubon and formerly of Exira, died Friday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Howard Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lawrence Rass Rasmussen, age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Rass Rasmussen will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Clausen, age 75, of Marcus, died February 2nd. Funeral services for Larry Clausen that were to have been held Monday were postponed to Thursday at 1 o'clock, and they'll be at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Ernest Johnson Funeral Home of Marcus is assisting with the arrangements. Stephen Olson, age 59, of Maxwell and formerly of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Stephen Olson will be Thursday at 1 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Dean Beeman, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Dean Beeman will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Stephen Mark Boardman, age 51, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Steve Boardman will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Bethel Independent Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jim Weber, age 81, of Anita, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jim Weber will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Oakley Ann Weisenborn, the infant daughter of Terry and Jennifer Weisenborn of Exira, died January 26th at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. A private family service for Oakley Weisenborn was held on Saturday at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Jerry Spoonhour, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday at CCMH. Services for Jerry Spoonhour will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Jenny Lowry Farley, age 93, of Atlantic, died February 5th at the Allen Place. Memorial services for Jenny Farley will be at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Cards, and Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.